know, my knee-jerk reaction would be that there's some, you know, something going on where it's going out of state from these dispensaries down there.
Okay, so it could be then that these particular places are in violation, in direct violation, and you don't see this as suddenly the DOJ is coming down on all, on the industry. So you're not worried, I guess.
There's some people out there with bad reputations and whatnot. In terms of worry, this whole industry worries me because we, you know, the coin flips every day and it lands on a different side every day and everything's changing. You know, nothing's been put into cement in terms of especially now as, you know, January 1st comes, everybody's ramping up to go retail. It's just a very volatile industry to be in. Because of, you know, the various levels of approval that we need to get. My brain's running wild. One of my partners just called down to somebody that we know down in Denver that we do business with and you know, said, hey, I heard this rumor that this is going on. And he verified that somebody around the corner from them is going through it right now. It could be a number of reasons. I would think that we would have had some sort of much broader public statement. You know, if they were coming after all of this, I would expect it around a you know, change of president and administration.
Although it is a message to the whole industry, isn't it?
I mean, some,
what is that message?
I'm not sure, really. It's, I guess, follow the letter of the law. At the end result of this little game that's playing out now, most likely the message you're going to see is, you know, obey the rules. But at the same time, I mean, we've been thinking that if, you know, Denver, in where it's situated and everything is going to be the first place that they hit if they do come in to shut us down statewide.
Thank you very much for talking with me.
Yeah, no problem.